food, no siree. I want to live to be 93. I play safe for you and me, cause I'm no fool.
As I said to Pinocchio, Pinocchio, there's two ways to do anything, the right way and the wrong way. If you want to be right, do things the right way. Because if you do things the wrong way, that's the foolish way. And only fools do things the foolish way, which is the wrong way, right? Anyway, let's see, where was I?
Anyone can be a fool and do things which are wrong. But fools find out when it's too late that they don't live so long. Oh, I'm no fool, no siree. I want to live to be 93. I play safe for you and me, cause I'm no fool.
Now, let's quit fooling around and get to the point. Here we are. The pedestrian. You know, the word pedestrian is actually made up of two foreign words. Pedi, meaning foot, and tris, meaning on. In other words, on foot, or walking. Since the beginning of man, the most universal means of locomotion, of getting from one place to another, has been walking. Problem was, how to get from one place to another safely. The first traffic law. Mastodons have the right of way. Around the year 3000 BC, the first paved roads were built by the Egyptians, mostly to transport the huge blocks of stone used in building the pyramids. This worked out fine for everyone, except, of course, the poor pedestrian. About 312 BC, the Romans built a fine road called the Appian Way. Big enough for everybody, but guess who? The poor pedestrian. 1700 years later, in the reign of Edward I of England, it became evident that the plight of the pedestrian was not getting any better. So, the first law to help the pedestrian was passed. No pigs allowed on the street between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. But in the year 1781, the pedestrian got his first real break. The first sidewalk was invented in the city of Paris. Now the pedestrian could walk in perfect safety. It was just about this time that broad-brimmed hats became popular. In Fairbanks, Alaska, not too long ago, the pedestrian was still having problems. An ordinance was passed to keep the moose off the sidewalks of the city. At last, the long-suffering pedestrian seemed to be making some headway. Till, one day, something new came along. The invention of the automobile. Today, despite all his problems, the pedestrian stubbornly keeps right on walking. It's still the most popular form of exercise, and lots of people walk constantly in their own jobs. The mailman, the soldier, the surveyor, and you, the pedestrian. Let's you find out how to walk properly, where to walk, and when to walk. This is Y-O-U. You. The first thing you must consider is posture. Chest out. Head up. Shoulders back. That's it. Good posture keeps you alert. In keeping alert, you can avoid such dangers as crossing the street in the middle of the block between parked cars, crossing intersections diagonally, walking with the traffic where there are no sidewalks. Here, of course, you walk on the left side against the traffic. Also remember that when walking at night, you can see an automobile, but an automobile can't see you. So it's a good idea to wear something white. Keep on sidewalks wherever possible. Cross at intersections, preferably those with stop signs or traffic signals. Look both ways before you start. Walk. Don't dart out suddenly. Make sure all the cars are stopping before you continue to cross. Because you can see a car does not mean the driver sees you. Remember, crosswalks are not a barrier, and you have to be alert. It's up to you as a pedestrian to stay out of the way of the automobile. Now, suppose we play a game between you and a common, ordinary fool. F-O-O-L. Okay, handsome? On your mark, get set, go! Any fool plays in the street as though it were a field. A bumper throws him for a loss against a car's windshield. Now you. Oh, I'm no fool, no siree. I want to live to be 23. I play safe for you and me, 'cause I'm no fool. All right, nitwit, you're on. Any fool walks blindly on because he's such a droop. He runs on slippery streets and so he winds up in the soup. Now let's send in the first team. Oh, I'm no fool, no siree. I want to live to be 33. I play safe for you and me, 'cause I'm no fool. Try it again, stupid. Show-off wants the world to think he's quite a clever clown. He learns the higher up you are, the harder you fall down. Oh, I'm no fool, no siree. I want to live to be 53. I play safe for you and me, 'cause I'm no fool. Take it away! Any fool gets out of cars the wrong side only once. And if he lives to tell the tale, he's crowned a stupid dunce. Oh, I'm no fool, no siree. I want to live to be 103. I play safe for you and me, 'cause I'm no fool.
The winner!
Congratulations! You're no fool, no siree. You're gonna live to be 103. You play safe for you and me, 'cause you're no fool.